Welcome back to the Barbell Lifestyle Podcast, episode 117, for some powerful reframes to use to reach your fitness goals faster. So in this episode, we break down what a reframe even is, a couple of examples, and how you can apply this tactic to successfully reach your goals faster, because you're not going to allow as many obstacles to truly get in your way. Now, we don't interrupt this show midway with any sponsored ads or asking you for ratings and reviews. So while you're just getting settled, we ask that you just take 2 seconds to support our show by giving it a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Ratings and reviews allow us to bring more knowledgeable and influential people onto the show for you to learn everything possible about science and sustainability with respect to your goals. Now, if you liked this episode in particular, screenshot it and tag us on Instagram to show your support. One share could be the catalyst for someone in your life to transform their body, their health, and their fitness for good. And of course, it helps our show grow too, and we appreciate that. Thanks again for listening. Now, we don't take your attention for granted, so let's get right into it. Episode number 117, Powerful Reframes to Reach Your Goals Faster.
Hi guys, and welcome back to the Barbell Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Christina Lynn, and I'm here with my co-host, Marissa Roy. And in today's episode, it's going to be a quick one. And I know that we always say that, but it really is. So Marissa and I were chatting a little bit before we got started, and we are trying to come up with a topic. And what we like to do is just kind of take personal examples from clients and some of their struggles so we can help you guys, because if they're struggling with it, there's a chance that you guys are too. So we had a couple different scenarios, and the common denominator was reframing. So that is what the topic is going to be today.
Yeah. And I think it's a great kind of quick actionable takeaway kind of episode, because we talk about reframing stuff all the time, but we've never come on here and been like, hey, this is actually what that is and like how you can do that. And so probably a little overdue, but I guess we can just start with what is reframing. And the Google search definition of reframing was, I just had it up and then I deleted it. It is to frame or express words or a concept or a plan differently. So basically just taking something that either you've said or you've thought and looking at it differently, expressing it differently than the way that we would first look at it, which I think is just really important, like in principle, to no matter what it is you're looking at, considering whatever, like just being able to look at it from different angles can be really useful in a lot of different situations, like just problem solving as a whole. Like if you think about like an engineer looking at a system, like if they just keep staring at it one way, they're probably gonna get really frustrated if they can't figure it out that way. But if they just like walked around to the back and looked at it from a different angle, maybe they would find the solution that way. Or like, you know, when you get stuck on something and then you like get up and walk away, clear your head, and you come back and you're like, ah, it's like a new way of seeing it. It's kind of like that, but like intentionally.
So I am a grandma and I love doing puzzles. And one of my favorite things to do is crosswords. I do them all the time when I'm breastfeeding. And it's so funny because I'll like do, you know, a crossword and I'll get stuck on a few of the answers. And then I'll go and like, I won't pick it up again until I'm breastfeeding like later, you know, 4 or 5, 6 hours later. And it's like, boom, boom, boom. Like I get all the answers and it's like, what the heck? Like I was stuck on these for like a long time, but now they just came to me. So it's kind of like your mental ability kind of like increases. And I was thinking about this too the other day. Like I was really, really stuck on something and I removed myself from the situation. Like I just changed my environment and I went outside and like, I felt better, I think, because I was outside and like I had fresh air and like it allowed me to clear my head. So I was ready to sit there and tackle the issue in a different mood, in a different light, rather if I had tried to like work and like power through it. So I think it's like reframing is kind of, I mean, those are almost like kind of two different things, but it's just kind of like the power, like we have the ability to look at things and change things up in order to have a better solution or a better outcome.
Yeah, for sure. And so like, why is this important for health and fitness, right? So like, why is this important for you to lose fat or gain muscle or get stronger or get in better shape or whatever? Because when we are going through that process of health and fitness and personal development, we tend to come up against obstacles and things that are going to get in our way. Or maybe we are feeling frustrated with the process or our progress, and that can be derailing in certain circumstances. And a lot of times the way out of it is not to white knuckle through or to give up and start over Monday. It's usually to just kind of look at the situation differently and reframe something so that we can move forward. And so, you know, I'm hopeful that this will be a short episode because we only have two examples written down. And I looked at that before we started recording. I was like, oh my gosh, we can't just go into an episode with only three bullet points. But I realized what's going to happen is we're either going to get through three bullet points and this will actually end up being a 15-minute episode, or we're going to come up with eight other bullet points as we talk, and then this will be another 45-minute episode. So we'll see what happens. But so one example that I told Christina about today was a client of mine who honestly is just crushing it. She's lost a lot of weight. She is pretty much always on point with her macros, gets all her steps in, manages stress, her schedule pretty well. Rarely do we ever actually talk about her macros or her training or her adherence. Like, it's usually just like, hey, here's like the kind of ceiling I'm up against with my mindset. And so this past week was an interesting one because I got a check-in from her that was really different. She works a pretty strenuous job, and the check-in was basically something along the lines of, she texted me beforehand saying like, hey, my check-in's gonna be really short. I got this crazy project at work. And then her check-in again, she kind of apologized and was like, sorry, this is like a lame check-in. I'm not saying anything, but it was basically like, I put on a project at work that she wrote that basically like her priorities, her schedule is probably gonna have to shift for the next couple of days. It's a super short-term project, but it's kind of just like a last minute push, 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 get it done sort of thing. And you know, I looked at that, and at first, like my first gut reaction was like, all right, cool, like whatever, we're good, right? Like nothing's really gonna change all that much. She'll probably still hit her nutrition. It's just going to be maybe a couple of nights of really crappy sleep or bad boundaries with work. But here's the thing. So 2 weeks prior to that, her check-in, she had said something along the lines of, I really want to get better with my work-life boundaries. And I really want to improve on being more diligent with those and setting better boundaries and saying no more. And so I remembered that. And I instantly was like, huh, that's interesting. Like that just happened basically right after she declared, I want to work on this and I want to make this a priority, that an obstacle came up in her way right after she said something like that. Like that is not a coincidence. Like God, the universe, whatever you want to call it, provided her with the opportunity to test that priority after she had declared that she wants to be a priority. So I told her that, and I was like, I'm really not trying to be like a woo-woo type of person, but this shit just keeps on happening. So like, it's not a coincidence, right? You said that, this obstacle came up. And so what I want you to do to reframe this is to look at this as an opportunity. And that's not to say that you have to like go on strike and not do the project. Like obviously the project needs to get done, but let's reframe and look at this as, all right, you said you wanted to make this a priority. A really big obstacle just came in your way to test that. So however you were planning on handling it, just now before we talked, I want you to analyze that and ask yourself, is there more that I could be doing that sets a better boundary, that puts me in a more productive headspace for the time that I am working, that still takes care of me as much as I possibly can during this intense short-term project? And, you know, it was just the, and it's, again, it's not the reframe of like, well, then you just screw work, just do you. Like, it's not like that. I understand that there's give and take, and I understand that things will probably still need to be a little unreasonable for that short term. But like, what if we just looked at it that way? Could we stay on track 1% more than we otherwise would have? Would a couple less things go out the window for that short term period? And how might that impact your mental health, your sleep quality, your progress as a whole in your fitness, your productivity during the time that you're working on whatever that thing is? All of that stuff is affected positively when you continue to prioritize yourself, whether you realize it or not. So that was a reframe that I thought was really cool, because that stuff doesn't happen every day. Maybe it does if you really look for it, but that was like a big one that I noticed, and I was like, oh, this is cool. We're going to talk about this.
Yeah. And that reminded me of a client where she travels a lot for work now, and she was kind of telling us like, hey, what do you guys do to feel a little bit more like in your routines? And we kind of talked about like, it's not going to look like your normal everyday life when you're at home and you're doing all these things, but kind of like, what are your non-negotiables? Like, what are those boundaries with yourself when you're traveling? And so, you know, she kind of came up with a few things. It's like, okay, well, water, I want to make sure that I'm hydrated. And it's like, cool. All right. So like, when you're not hydrated, you feel bloated, you feel like gross, you feel crappy, like your digestion's off. So like, that's, yeah, as Marissa reaches for a water. And so it's kind of like in this situation with your client, it's like, okay, yeah, like you can't say screw work, like, you know, you're going to lose your job. So like, what do you need? What are your non-negotiables during this time that are going to help you through the situation? And does that mean that you're going to be able to spend, you know, 3 hours at the gym and like cook these gourmet meals? Like, probably not. But, you know, what can you do to still ensure that you stay like semi on track, like having water next to you? Like, maybe you don't go to the gym, but you still get in your steps for the day. Like, or you make it like a non-negotiable, like, hey, every hour I need to get up, walk away from my computer and then recharge. So I'm getting in my steps, I'm being active. And then I sit back down and I'm more refreshed. I'm more productive than I would have been if I just sat here freaking out that I have this huge project that's due in a few days. So just like small little tweaks and little reframes can make a huge difference. And again, I think the other big thing too is like shifting your, maybe your expectations of like what success is going to look like for you those few days or that week. And so this is kind of what I talk to clients about too, is like, yeah, if you have your parents in town or something and you don't want to leave them for 3 hours to go to the gym and do cardio and, you know, do all these things, like you'd rather hang out with them because you see them one time a year. Like, just kind of say like, hey, my 100% this week is going to look a little bit different. Like, it's not like I'm not going to hit all my controllables, but that also doesn't mean, well, I'm not going to do anything if I can't do my normal, you know, gym routine. So it's like, well, maybe you do like a, you know, a quick 15-minute band workout. Like, maybe that's not your favorite, but like, you're still doing something, you're still being active, you're still getting something in, and then you have time with your parents. And like, yeah, is it going to look different than your quote unquote perfect week from last week? Yeah, it might, but like, your 100% is just going to look a little bit different. So I think it comes down to kind of like, again, reframe what success is going to look like, setting those like non-negotiables and then controlling your controllables. It's one of my absolute favorite things. It's like, you know, going back to that 100%, like if you are, you know, you have this like perfectly timed pre-workout meal, and you are getting ready to hit the gym, like you've got your favorite gym like playlist on, like you are just like, you know, this is going to be an awesome lift, and you're like 5 minutes from the gym and there's like a huge accident and you're stuck there in traffic. And like, you can sit there in your car and be pissed the entire time and then get to the gym and be pissed off that you only have 30 minutes. If you even do go to the gym, you might just bail and be like, well, screw it, I'm going to go get, you know, Chipotle or whatever. Or if you do go to the gym, like you're pissed the whole time. And then you're like, man, I only did the first half of my workout. Like that sucked. Da, 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 da. Or just kind of let know like, hey, there was nothing I could do to control a traffic accident. There's literally nothing I can do. Maybe you call your mom. You're like, you know what? I've been putting this off. Like I'm just going to call her and talk to her. Or like, maybe this gives me some time to like hype myself up a little bit more for the gym and like really get into it. Or again, it's like, hey, I wasn't able to do all of my workout, but I got in half and like, that's still better. And like, there was nothing, it was out of my control. That is what my 100% looks like today. And then maybe tomorrow I'll leave, you know, maybe 15 minutes earlier to make sure that like I have an extra time or whatever it may be. It's just like, I think that is just so, so important, because if you try to control every single aspect of your life, like you're going to be really unhappy because you just can't control all those things. So you focus on yourself, what you can control. And I feel like that's going to lead to such a better outcome.
Yeah. I love it. I'm going to tell a funny story because you made me think of it.
Go for it.
It's literally like barely related, but one time recently we were driving, Aaron and I were driving home from the gym, I think. Oh yeah. We did like the Saturday morning class at the gym. And then we were driving home, or maybe Sunday morning, either way, driving home, get off the exit onto the interstate. And it's like a big, like ramp exit. And we get onto the interstate. And once we realize that it's too late, it's like back to back, no one's moving traffic off of the interstate. And we were like, oh, what the fuck? And it was like, it was stuck like that for miles. And the problem with our interstate is like, when we get off of one exit from our gym, there are 6 miles, because they're numbered exits, 6 miles in between the two exits. So we were screwed. And so we just like sat there and like, we were just like, well, can't do anything now. We actually like shut the car off for a while because we were just sitting there. And what was hilarious, I have a video of it. People were legitimately like backing themselves onto like the shoulder, right? They were backing themselves onto the shoulder and backing up like in a line, like multiple cars were doing this on the shoulder in reverse, going back up the exit ramp. And like cars were doing it from like half a mile up. And like everybody was just like a little conga line, like coming back up. And
teamwork, baby.
I don't know. And then some people managed to somehow like turn the whole way around and like went forward back up the whole exit ramp. And it was just wild to me. And I was like, well, I mean, if I'm going to bring it back to the episode, I guess that's an extreme example of controlling your controllables. Like you technically can turn around, but we just sat there and watched all these cars. And I was like, are you going to do it, babe? And he was like, in the off chance that there's like a cop coming like at the top of that exit, I'm not gonna, but good for them. And it was just funny to watch. So that's all.
Yeah. So like you and Aaron could have sat in the car and just been pissed off and like griped the entire time, or like, you know, been like regretted getting on the interstate. And that's, again, it's not that you have to have this like toxic positivity where you're like, well, that's okay. Like now we just have all this extra time in the car with you, like, dear, love you. No, oh, it's God. Like, it's not like that. Like you can just be like, man, this fucking sucks. And like, you know,
but and then be like, over it.
Yeah. And then just be over it and just make the best of the situation, because sitting there and stressing about it is like not gonna do anything. Like it's not good. And like, again, if you were like late for work or whatever, it's like there are freak accidents that happen like that. Like your employee can't be mad that like the highway is shut down and you happen to like do that. So it's just again, like control the controllables and really work on that reframe. And so this is getting a little bit long. Like, of course, we're getting close to like the 20 minutes. But I did, we talk about control, like process versus outcome. And like, I'm not going to dwell on that again. But when you were kind of talking in the very beginning, like, why is this important? Like, if you are in a health and fitness journey and you wake up every single day and your thought process is how you have not reached your goals yet, like, you're going to be miserable. And you're that much more likely to like not continue because you're only focusing on like the negative side of things. So focusing on the process and so, or focusing on like what is going well and like what you like the habits that you're learning. And so an example of this is we have, you know, our office hours. So we're on and we're talking with our clients and one of the clients, and you would think like, she's killing it. Because she, you know, we're like, hey, what are some wins from this week? And she's like, I've lost 20 pounds so far since starting the program. And she's only 8 weeks in, which is incredible, like incredible amount of progress. And so you'd think that she is thrilled. And so I messaged her after the office hours and I was like, hey, I'm so glad that you were on today. This is incredible. Like you're doing amazing. And she's like, I just got off the phone with my coach today. Like I was telling her that I'm just like not happy. Like things are slowing down and like, I need to work harder so I can reach my goal. And like, I'm not at my goal weight yet. And so I had to like pull her back for a second. And I was like, hey, first of all, number one, send me current photos. and she was like, okay, I haven't taken any. I was like, okay, that's your first step. Send me photos. And then she's like, okay, I'll get you to those this afternoon. I was like, cool. So she sent those over to me and I did a side-by-side comparison of her starting photos that she sent to us. And then her current photos 8 weeks later, I put them back to back. And I said, you did this in 8 weeks. You have lost 20 pounds. And she's like, wow. Oh my gosh. I've never seen these side-by-side before. I'm so happy. And I was like, okay. I was like, and we're going to take it a step further. I said, number one, like, these were taken in the afternoon. So these are not even like fasted. She was like, yeah, I almost just told you that I like had eaten dinner and I have like, you know, a lot of food in my stomach. I was like, yeah, okay. So number one, and you still see that all that progress. Number two, like you did this through like Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's. You went on vacation where you had like a foodie vacation. And I was like, and you've done this also not being 100% adherent. Like you have flexibility, like you've done all these things and you still made this amount of progress. And she's like, oh my gosh, yes. Like, I am so happy. Like, I'm so proud of myself. And she's like, I can't wait to continue. And so it's just amazing. Cause it's the same thing. Nothing has changed other than her just viewing her progress a little bit differently. And then what she did to get there rather than focusing on all the things that she's not doing. So I don't want to say simple, because if you're on your health and fitness journey by yourself, sometimes it's really hard to see those things. It's hard to see your body changing. It's hard to not fixate on the outcome that you're looking for, like a goal weight. It's really difficult. And that's why having a coach or someone that you're going through a program with, like having them look at things and challenge you to think differently about your situation can be a really, really imperative for you actually being able to like complete your journey.
Yeah. I love it. No, that's great.
Okay. Are we like 22 and we're cutting it?
My brain's not working today. So that's all.
Yeah, I see that. All right, cool. I see it. Usually you're just like different.
Usually I'm just on one. Yeah. So for people listening to the podcast, I apologize, but this was.
Yeah, if this is your first episode with Marissa.
this is not me. But this is the week that I traveled and then came back and our dog likes to make noise all through the night. So, and we have made the mistake of not moving his kennel out of our room. So we're doing that today. So, that should be fixed moving forward, but that's where I'm at.
All right. Well, this is still under 25 minutes. So this is a huge victory for us, whether or not Marissa's brain is on, but we hope that you did enjoy this episode. And if you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to the podcast. You can find both of us on Instagram. You can find me at Christy Lynn Fit. Marissa is at Marissa Roy Fitness. Thank you guys so much for listening. Happy reframing. And we hope to see you back next week.
Thank you so much for listening to the Barbell Lifestyle Podcast, and we hope you enjoyed this episode and learned something from it. Please remember that Christina and I are not medical professionals, so if you're going to make any changes to your exercise or nutrition routines, please consult with your doctor or medical team first.
Finally, we would love you even more than we already do if you took the time to leave us a rating and review on iTunes. Ratings and reviews are how this podcast moves up the ranks and becomes accessible to even more people. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next Tuesday here at the Barbell Lifestyle Podcast.